Hello there and welcome to Podcaster Plus, the podcast offering tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast. Find all the episodes at podcasterplus.com/show. Today, we're diving into a topic that's buzzing in the podcasting world, podcasting 2.0. Many of you have likely heard the term, but what exactly does it mean and how will it impact the future of podcasting? Let's find out. As always, I'm going to chunk the episode up into various different headings, and the first of those is, what is podcasting 2.0? At its core, podcasting 2.0 isn't a completely new platform or technology. Instead, it's an initiative to enhance the existing RSS standard, which is the backbone of podcasting, by adding new features and functionalities. Think of it as an upgrade, adding extra layers of metadata and capabilities to your podcast feed. This allows for richer interactions between podcasters and listeners and opens up exciting new possibilities. This initiative is driven by a coalition of podcasters, app developers, and hosting providers who are working together to improve the podcasting ecosystem for everyone. Next section, key features of podcasting 2.0. Several key features are pretty central to podcasting 2.0, so let's explore some of the more significant ones. The first one is value for value, or V4V. This allows listeners to directly support their favourite podcasters through micropayments, often using cryptocurrencies. You've heard of them, things like Bitcoin. It's a direct way for listeners to show their appreciation and for creators to receive financial support beyond traditional advertising models. Now we move on to chapters. This feature allows podcasters to break down their episodes into smaller, easily navigatable chapters, making it easier for listeners to jump to specific sections. This improves the listening experience and makes podcasts much more accessible. Next, transcripts. Podcasting 2.0 makes it easier to include transcripts directly in the podcast feed. This improves accessibility for listeners with hearing impairments and also enhances search engine optimization, otherwise known as SEO. Okay, what about person tags? These person tags allow podcasters to provide detailed information about everyone involved in creating the podcast, from hosts and co-hosts to guests and producers. This improves discoverability and allows listeners to easily find other podcasts featuring their favorite creators. Next is live podcasting. The live item tag, or LIT, allows for real-time broadcasting, similar to a live radio show. This enhances listener engagement and allows for immediate interaction. The next one up is boostergrams. That might be new to you. These are messages sent by listeners to podcasters along with a small payment or tip. It combines the financial support of micropayments with a messaging system. That could certainly be interesting. Okay, next is locked episodes. This feature prevents unauthorized copying or distribution of your podcast. That's pretty straightforward. And the last key feature of podcasting 2.0 is location tags. This one will allow you to specify the location where your podcast was recorded or the location that it pertains to. Okay, I'm on to the next section now, which is how podcasting 2.0 will change podcasting. The impact of podcasting 2.0 is quite multifaceted. It's not just about adding new bells and whistles. It's about fundamentally changing the relationship between podcasters and their listeners. For example, enhanced listener engagement. Features like chapters, comments, and boostergrams foster a more interactive and engaging listening experience. There's new monetization opportunities. We mentioned V4V. Well, this offers a direct and transparent way for listeners to support their favorite shows, creating a more sustainable model for podcasters. If you're in the business of podcasting, it might be that you wish to turn a profit from your podcast, and this will certainly help that. There's also improved discoverability. The inclusion of transcripts and detailed metadata improves search engine optimization, making it easier for new listeners to find your podcast. And greater accessibility. Transcripts and chapters make podcasts much more accessible to a wider audience, including those with hearing impairments or those who prefer to skim through content by just reading it. What about strengthened community? This is something which many podcasters would like to foster, the idea of a stronger sense of community between them, the podcaster, and their listeners. Well, podcasting 2.0 will allow you to create a much more direct and personal connection. Next section is the challenges and considerations. While podcasting 2.0 offers many advantages, it's not without challenges. The widespread adoption of these features depends on both podcasters and app developers. Not all podcasting apps currently support all 2.0 features, and some major platforms like Apple Podcasts can be slow to adopt these new standards. This means that the full potential of podcasting 2.0 won't be realized until more apps and platforms embrace these features, and it could be some time before that all happens. So, in conclusion, podcasting 2.0 represents a significant evolution in the podcasting landscape. It's an exciting development that promises to enhance the listener experience, create new opportunities for podcasters, and foster a stronger sense of community. Whilst there are many challenges to overcome, the potential benefits are really substantial. I would encourage you to explore these new features and consider how they can enhance your own podcasting journey. So there you go. That's what I've got for you this time around. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Podcaster Plus podcast. You can find it at podcasterplus.com/show. And we will see you next time for some more tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast.